Wasserman Schultz, we are ramping up Gaza food aid, Hamas controls if suffering ends. By Ian Hanchett on August 8, 2025. On Friday's broadcast of Bloomberg's Balance of Power, Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz, DFL, stated that the United States is increasing food aid into Gaza and Israel is being cooperative, but a lot more needs to be done. And Hamas controls whether or not that suffering stops. And Israel's security must be top of mind when it comes to that aid moving in and out, because we know what Hamas does with the aid. Wasserman Schultz stated, this crisis could end. It was started by Hamas on October 7, 2023, when they invaded Israel, slaughtered 1,200 Israelis, took 250 people captive, have killed many, on that day, and since then. And it could all end right now if Hamas agrees to release the hostages and we could have a mutual ceasefire and everyone could move forward, which is absolutely essential. Gaza needs to be freed from Hamas. That's what really needs to happen. And, of course, we need humanitarian aid to get in there. Because the civilian population that is suffering does need to have the coordination through the United States and Israel and the Arab nations to get humanitarian aid in there to stop the suffering. But Hamas controls whether or not that suffering stops. And Israel's security must be top of mind when it comes to that aid moving in and out, because we know what Hamas does with the aid. She added, we're already engaged in getting food aid into Gaza. And, unfortunately, you have Hamas that is interfering with the, and intercepting the aid that gets in there. I know that the ambassador is ramping up that food aid. And Israel needs to continue to be cooperative. And, as they have been, but a lot more needs to be done. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.